Check, check, check. Okay, one, two. Here
check.
We are.
One, two.
Me.
Allons-y.
Oh my God, we're back.
Oh my God. Happy 2020.
Happy 2020 to you. I'm fucking ready. That
Me
is how I'm
too.
Starting this podcast. It's been a week, but I'm actually so happy to be here with you because I need to laugh.
Right?
Yeah, we need to like act really casual.
Super cash.
Wait, so you went to Paris over the break.
I did.
How was it?
It was really lovely. I know it's going to sound crazy, but it felt really long.
Why would that sound crazy?
I don't know. Like, because we all long for long trips and then you get on them and you're like, I want to go home.
You do? I'm always like, sometimes. I feel like I just got here.
No, it was really, really lovely. I got to see a friend I hadn't seen in a long time. A client of mine got married.
Yeah. What a great place to get married.
Oh gosh, it was so beautiful. Like, even though I feel like the ugliest venue in the world would be beautiful there, but this one was not the ugliest venue in the world. It was just like gilded ceilings, like gold stuff.
This is
like
the gayest thing you've ever said. Gilded ceilings.
I mean, it just felt historical. I mean,
yeah.
Apparently the square outside they used to like, there was a guillotine.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and
so romantic,
right?
So it was good.
Yeah, it was really nice.
We were talking last night about Paris, and I've never been, and I'm dying to go because I feel. But I also am worried if I go, I may never come back. But I have this dream, like I'm so not a smoker, or I don't condone smoking or whatever. I think it's kind of disgusting, actually. But I had this dream of like sitting in a coffee shop in Paris, like eating bread. I also don't eat bread.
It would be hard to be gluten free over there.
Right. Yeah. But isn't their food is just healthier because it doesn't have all the shit in it.
Yeah. I don't think it's as preserved. Everything's baked fresh that day.
Yeah.
I mean, I ate a lot of baguette, a lot of butter. Their butter's so good.
I ate a lot of baguettes. Wow.
Felt very Parisian with my baguette walking down the street.
Did you smoke any cigarettes?
No, I did not. But I felt like I was the only person who was not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. But
it's really crazy how many people still smoke. Yeah.
So what was your favorite thing that happened on the trip?
I mean, the wedding was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, when I saw my friends, I went down to a little town called Moussac, and it was very French. It was like this little tiny village. Their house was built in like the early 1800s.
So cool.
It was made out of stone. Like,
yeah.
It was just really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was down there, and, you know, thankfully my friends speak English, so I was able to communicate. But, you know, it's like I was at a dinner. And I was the only, I was just like sitting
Seriously?
There listening to all these people speak French, which was kind of fun because, I mean, I've studied it long enough that I pick some things up.
Right.
But I'm, of course, like a pussy when it comes to speaking it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll like think of a sentence, I'll have it all conjugated in my mind, and then it just comes out in English. And I think a lot of it is for fear of like them respond thinking that I actually speak French and responding in French.
And then
French.
You're gonna be like, wait, and give me like, an hour to put
what?
This in my Google.
Huh?
Google Translate.
Yeah. So
what do you do if you're just sitting there and everyone's speaking French though?
I'm just taking it all in.
Eat a baguette.
Yeah, just eat more baguette.
Yeah. Wait, so you told me a really funny story about a mutual friend of ours who was also in Paris, and speaking of like not knowing how to speak the language or misinterpreting or being
so
misinterpreted
funny.
That's kind of like a very at casual moment, but what happened?
Well, you know, I first of all, I commend her because she was trying to speak French, and
basically what you just said you weren't doing
right.
at that dinner.
Well, and you know, we hear it all the time that the French hate that Americans come over there and don't speak, you know, don't even attempt to speak French.
Right.
So it's, I don't think that they're expecting us to be fluent, but they're, you know, they expect us to respect where we are. And so it's always good to try and at least like, you know, start off trying.
Bonjour.
And yeah, so she was calling to make reservations at this, this like restaurant called Hotel Coast. And when the person answered the phone, she said, bonjour. And they said, bonjour. And she said, parlez-vous anglais? And I lost it. I was like, I looked at her. I said, did you just say Spanish? I mean, English in Spanish?
You know, that French guy was like, oh, yeah.
And it was like, it almost like, she almost had to hang up because she just.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Anglais.
She's like, uno, dos, tres.
And she was like, oh my God, you're right. I've been saying that all week.
Oh my God. They're like, these idiot Americans cannot even try to speak our language. They come over and speak a different country's language. Isn't that fascinating though? Every other country speaks multiple languages.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We are such assholes, yeah. Truly.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I guess you could look at it in one way that we have the benefit of speaking like the most universal language. But
it's really kind of rude.
Yeah. You know, I think it's, if you're going to travel, it's important to at least put a little bit of effort in to get some of the basics right. down. Because I honestly, it's like you feel better when you do it. Like,
sure.
Whenever I would, be brave enough to actually speak some French, it always felt good. My terror lives in the response, you know, it's like,
well, you're worried about saying the wrong word or mispronouncing something, which actually to me was the funniest topic to think about. So Chip and I both did some research and found some faux pas, or what do you call these common mistakes people make with either words that mean different things in different countries, or if you say something a little bit incorrectly, how it can be misinterpreted into something completely different.
Yeah, I think
it's not your intention.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from when you like take the literal translation from English to, in this instance, French.
That's in your study. Yeah. I have multiple
right.
options for it.
I mostly looked at for French examples, but so it's like when you take literal translations and you might end up saying something that like in the colloquial, it means something very different than what you
I'm
thought.
I'm really glad that you can use colloquial in English and know what that means and use it correctly. I bet in French it means something different.
It probably does.
Okay, I have one. So I found this article on Reader's Digest that I was laughing.
Reader's Digest is still a thing?
It sure is. And believe it or not, this article was published recently, because I think of Reader's Digest as like 1970s. Anyway, okay, so the word fart, this is funny to me. European languages love the word fart, but not in the same exact way as English speakers. In Norwegian, Danish, and Swedish, fart is the word for speed or moving objects. If you see fart in Denmark, it means the elevator's in use. Fart plan means schedule, and road signs say fart control. The variation fart
control.
The variation fart means a journey or drive in Germany. So you would say, have a safe journey, or gute farte. Could you imagine?
Good fart.
Good fart, basically.
All right.
Gute fart. You give us one.
Well, and I think this one's funny. It's from FrenchTogether.com. I guess so you can take some French lessons.
Speaking in this like low tone right now.
I'm just so tired.
Sexual. Okay.
So back to the like the exact, you know, if you wanted to do English to French.
Yeah.
If you want to say I am hot, you would assume you would just say je suis chaud.
I mean, one would assume.
Which actually translates to I'm horny.
Wow. So you're basically trying to ask for like them to lower the temperature and you're like telling them,
yeah,
actually I'm horny.
You're revealing a little secret about yourself. I think it's mostly if a woman is saying that.
Why
so,
a woman?
Technically, I don't know. It's just, you would say like, the correct way to say I am hot is j'ai chaud. You're saying I have hot.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know why it just says it's more typical if a woman is saying je suis chaud.
I mean, have you ever announced to a total stranger that you're horny? Talk about awkward. Okay, here's one. Kiss. In English, kiss comes from the old English variant of kiss or kusan, which means to kiss or touch with lips. They still spell it with a Y in Sweden. However, when it is spelled with an I over there, kiss can translate to another common noun that has absolutely nothing to do with kissing. That word is urine. Gross. What you got?
Beaucoup. I mean, I feel like most of us know beaucoup.
As in like merci beaucoup?
Yeah, merci beaucoup. Like beaucoup means a lot, like thanks a lot.
Oh, okay.
You can say like beaucoup de choses, like a lot of things.
Okay.
But if you say beaucoup with an L at the end, it means nice ass.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and it's just like this tiny little difference.
So it basically goes from saying something nice to maybe insulting or
complimenting.
I would take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
If someone said it, how's the beaucoup? Wait.
It's like beaucoup is the one word, but then like beaucoup is nice ass.
So if someone says beaucoup, then you would just say, well, merci beaucoup.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Cookie. The word cookie.
Cookie.
Things can get extra wacky when it comes to anatomical terms in other languages. For instance, in France, you say bite, pronounced like beat, which means penis.
Penis.
Yeah. Oh, you knew that one.
I know all the bad words in French.
He just pointed to himself. I'm glad that you know that one. And in Hungary, you say koki, pronounced like cookie, if you're referring to a small penis.
In what language is that?
Hungary.
That's so funny.
Koki. Yeah. Okay. So cookie can mean small penis.
That's funny.
I really like this one. Salsa. It's probably pronounced more like salsa, but in American phonetics, salsa sounds a lot like the Korean word for something totally unrelated to deliciousness, diarrhea. In Japan, the word for diarrhea sounds like Gary. Sorry to all the Garys out there for bringing that to your attention.
Gary.
Excuse me. I have massive Gary.
You say that's in Chinese or Japanese?
Japanese.
Which is funny because like it makes me think of like nigiri, which is...
It's
like sushi.
Sushi. Something I do not want to be thinking about when I'm thinking about food is diarrhea.
Yeah, you don't want to order nigiri.
No.
Order nigiri.
Raw diarrhea. That would be the translation of nigiri.
Fish diarrhea. Sorry, listeners. It's funny, like, so this list that I found, it's most of the things have like sexual meanings.
What kind of list is this?
Well, you know, again, back to the French, like the word, you know, cat is chat.
I was like, what? Okay, never mind.
And it's spelled C-H-A-T, but the feminine version of cat is C-H-A-T-T-E.
Okay.
Which also means pussy.
Well, right, but that's what we say that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I don't like go around saying that or referring to my private part as a cat, but that's what I think. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I guess
Americans
that's a pretty equivalent sort of thing.
Universal, universal, if you will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Universal.
So maybe we do speak French, you know?
Yeah, kitty cat. Remember that part of that's one of my favorite parts of Wedding Crashers when I'm totally going on a tangent here. The lady that does all those Every Kiss Begins with K commercials? Dr. Quinn. What is her name?
I can't remember.
Anyway, she's the mom and she comes into Owen Wilson's room and she's like hitting on him and her name's Catherine maybe, but she refers to herself as Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cat.
Ew. Ugh. Just gave myself chills. Okay, what else you got?
Well, cochon means pig.
Right, like Butcher Cochon. We have a restaurant named that.
Yeah, do we here?
Maybe it's New Orleans Whips.
Oh, no, Cochon Butcher. Yeah, okay. We did. Yeah. I don't think it's open anymore.
That's a bummer.
It's a bummer. They had really good sandwiches. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to say je suis cochon, like I eat like a pig, like I'm a pig, it translates to I love sex.
I mean, that would be so mortifying.
Right. You're like saying like, I'm such a pig.
I'm so full, basically. But now you're like, no, I'm just a hornball. I love sex. Oh, my God. And I'm hot. Isn't that right? That
means. I mean, what does it say about the French that like they have all these like secret ways to like announce that you are horny or you love sex?
I think it's more about the article you found.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe the French are very sexual. Here's one. If you're shopping for fresh produce in Turkey, be careful when you ask for peaches. Your request might be confused for something that won't be good for your peach cobbler recipe. Peach, it's spelled pick, basically, but it's pronounced peak. Pit, wait, what? What? Pick, which sounds like pitch if it's said quickly, is the Turkish word for illegitimate child. my God.
You don't want to eat one of those.
Definitely don't want to eat one of those. And probably don't want to go around town pronouncing that you have one or right. you want one.
Right.
Preservative. Didn't you find this one too?
Yeah, this one must be a universal one.
Preservatives in food help prevent mold and deterioration. Gosh, words are hard sometimes. You could say they act as a form of protection, which is the same thing in France, except slightly different. Preservative or preservatif means condom.
Yeah. The example that I'd read was like, if you wanted to ask for food without preservatives, you would
right.
be asking like for food without condoms.
Which is how I prefer my
food.
Yeah,
I don't like condoms in my food either.
Do you have any more?
Well, the verb for to enjoy is jurier. I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Probably
so
not.
If you wanted to say, I enjoyed it. Unfortunately, if you do the literal translation to j'ai bien jury, it's actually translates to I just had an orgasm.
Wait, what's the first? You lost me because you're speaking so slowly. What's the first mean? First mean
to enjoy. Like, so okay, if you wanted to just be like, if someone asked you like, how was France, and you're like, I enjoyed it.
You're like, you're and I just saying, had an orgasm.
I just had an orgasm.
You enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed it this much that, yeah, I mean, it's just so funny because you can go in different countries too. And like, especially just even English speaking countries, things can mean different. So words can mean different things. Like right. I was telling you about our mutual friend who's a stylist. She was there with a client and they were for some reason talking about fanny packs. I think this was in London maybe. But she said something and they kept saying fanny packs. And she said this lady kept looking at them because actually fanny, wherever this was, this is a terrible story because I can't remember.
I think it's UK.
Fanny means pussy.
So and fanny here means butt, like
right.
if you wanted to say.
But they're walking around asking for pussy packs. That's like so awkward. People are like, no, we don't carry those here.
Well, and then you think about like, it's just sayings that we have here. Like
what?
Here's an example. So I had an exchange student, I may have mentioned this before, that lived with my family.
You've never told
and,
me this.
Okay, so.
Fun fact about you,
he
though.
He asked, do you smoke? And this was back in
right.
when I was in high school. And I said, every now and then, which, you know, makes sense. Like, okay, to me, it
you're
sounds
like
oh, yeah,
drink.
Occasionally.
Okay.
He read it as every now and then. So he thought I was going to be like literally lighting one cigarette off of another. Like,
oh,
every now and then, like smoking all the time.
Back to back.
Yeah. So there's like, how would you even know to translate something like that?
That was just seems like a miscommunication,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. But it's if I said that to you, you would know exactly what that meant.
Absolutely. And I would never like, or you could be like, hey, can I, isn't a, like, don't they call cigarettes fags?
In the UK they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like very insulting here.
Right. Gonna go have a fag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know what our point is. What's the walk away here? Other than just be careful. Obviously, if you're going to travel to a different country, maybe get a Rosetta Stone. Maybe do some Google Translate before you start speaking.
Yeah, look, I think at the end of the day, like, it's even if it makes for a funny story, it's always best to try.
That's true.
It will make them appreciate your effort a little bit more. And hey, I mean, it could end up being a great icebreaker.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Yes.
And with that, I think the key here is to always just to remember to
act casual.
Bye, y'all. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream act casual or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com and always remember,
act casual.